This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. A Denver police officer and a suspect were injured during a shootout in downtown Denver last night. A handcuffed suspect in the backseat of a squad car had a second hidden gun and shot an officer in the neck, according to a police spokesperson. Another officer shot at the suspect multiple times. Both the officer and the suspect, who was initially arrested for stealing a vehicle, were taken to a hospital. The officer is expected to live, while the suspect is in critical condition. If you're flying Frontier, don't try calling their customer service number. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber reports the budget airline, which has flights out of Denver, has gone fully virtual.
Customers can still reach Frontier through online chats, WhatsApp, and social media. It's a rare move for a major airline, but a Frontier spokesperson said customers are increasingly opting for digital communication. It's part of a larger shift towards AI products in the place of people for customer service, which can cut costs, save time, and solve staffing issues. But as of last year, 7% of Americans did not use the internet, and 23% did not have high-speed broadband access at home. It's not clear how people who rely solely on landlines will reach Frontier in the future. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
Cottonwood Pass in Eagle County has closed for the remainder of the winter. The road will reopen in April or whenever conditions will allow. The pass between Gypsum and the Roaring Fork Valley typically closes every year due to winter conditions and snow accumulation. And the candlelight vigil, originally planned for tonight to commemorate the 158th anniversary of the Sand Creek Massacre, has been canceled due to snow. That's according to a spokesperson for the Denver Public Library, which had organized the second annual event. The vigil will not be rescheduled. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.